We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so if you're a gig worker, if you're a person who uses Venmo or PayPal, understand the Democrat Party has just declared war on small businesses and really on you.
Yep.
And there's a kind of sweet irony here.
They're all up in your business.
Yeah, because these hipsters who voted for the Democrats because they talk a good game of taking the fight to billionaires.
Right.
They're not really interested in that. Unless it's Elon Musk who's going to let people have free speech.
Then they're on the take from billionaires.
Yeah. Okay, so just give me some idea. Sam Bankman-Fried, who is still, to my shock, walking around free, he did not lose money. He stole it. He skimmed it right out of customers' account. That is exactly what Madoff did.
He was on a Ponzi scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Exactly. It was a Ponzi scheme for the Democrat Party. We now know $70 million went to the Democrats to be spent in the midterms. They're refusing to give it back. Right? That guy. He in trouble with the IRS? No, he's not. He's doing panels with the New York Times. Very much celebrated. And he's asked by Maxine Waters if he'll come in and testify over Twitter. Maxine Waters, of course, the Democrat that runs the committee that's supposed to rein him in, you know, after he stole money. Yeah. Poor Tom Brady, man. He's going to have to play football till he's 50 rate.
Yeah, there's no retirement for Tom.
No, because the Democrat Party stole his money.
Yeah,
so
all those alimony payments and, you know.
I know. Well, I don't know. You know what? Do you know she had a greater net worth than him when they got married?
Well.
She was that successful. So, he may be getting some alimony payments.
She was a supermodel. He's the greatest of all time. So, I don't know. It's just, it sounds like a wash to me.
Yeah. Maybe they'll write each other checks. I don't know. So I hope the kids come out of it okay.
Yes, that's
especially true. Since the Democrat Party's just made them poor. But anyway, that's okay as long as it's in service of, you know, an election. So, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried, he literally says to the woman who's supposed to be overseeing him so he doesn't rip off people. She asks him, will you come in for, you know, we sit down with our committee? He says, no, I don't really feel like it. And she's like, okay. He says he's not coming in because he doesn't know where the $10 billion went, but he's going to go look for it. Kind of like OJ's going to go look for the real killer.
I guess it's somewhere down there in the Bahamas where he's
Somewhere. And look, he's down there, you know, in the flip-flops, stepping on a pop-top, you know, sipping the pina colada. He'll find it, though.
Beginning to boil.
Yes. Plenty of shrimp. Yeah. The high-end kind. So he says he doesn't know where the $10 billion is and he really needs to look for it. So he's just not going to come talk to Congress, right? Now, Pentagon just admitted they don't actually know where, get this, late $2.2 trillion went, but they'll look for it too. Mm-hmm. IRS concerned about any of that. Government watchdogs concerned about any of that. The ombudsman, nobody's worried. But they are very worried about that $601.
Yeah.
That you didn't report to, because like if you've been, you know, cutting hair on the side to support yourself while you're your kid's mom or help your husband out, they're worried about. So Sam Bankman-Fried, man, he's gonna go find that $10 billion. I'm sure he will. But that $601, now that's a problem. Okay, a lot of you don't understand this. I was actually talking about this with my hairdresser, because I pay her through Venmo. She's very concerned about the Democrats taxing her more. And her jaw just hung open. She asked me, "Well, did they raise my taxes?" I said, "Yes, they did. They raised your taxes." And she just couldn't believe they would come after someone like her. And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. It's literally shocking." While they're letting billionaires skate, but this is what Democrats do. That's not what they say, but it's what they do.
Yep.
So let me explain this, because this is shocking. Once you understand details, it's literally shocking. It could affect my husband and I. If you use PayPal or Venmo, they are now spying for the government. Okay, so whatever account you're transferring on, if it goes over $600, you're going to get an IRS form. This is going to shock people in the gig economy who voted for Biden.
Suddenly now everything is $599.
Yes, exactly. And that's cumulative, right?
Oh, okay. Well, then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, so like I pay her for haircuts. I don't get a $600 haircut.
No.
But
you might get $1,060 haircut.
Right, exactly. Thank you. But, you know, yeah, over the year, everybody who pays her, that's going to be cumulative, right? So she's going to get one of those forms. People who get paid by that are going to use form. But here's the problem. When you're selling a couch, or what a lot of people do on sports teams, we'll go buy, you know, several times a year, $300-$400 worth of food for the team.
Right.
They pay us back five Venmo.
Oh.
Well, guess what? We're getting a form. It looks like we have income. Now, so what the Democrat Party did in the Inflation Resumption Act was they deputized PayPal and Venmo to come after you to give you these forms, right? Well, suppose, okay, some of the sports teams were on. We go buy the food. They reimburse us. We're over $600, but it was a profit. I mean, it was just money back for the food, right? If PayPal and Venmo make a mistake, which they will, or you make a mistake in how you structure it, you'll get an IRS form. Well, the IRS has already put the guidance out. This starts in January. What happens if, no, that was an income. I was just buying food for the sports team, and my parents were reimbursing me. Well, that's not the IRS problem. If you don't pay taxes on that, they're coming for you. You have to go to the issuer of the 1099-K form. It's called 1099-K. It's new, right? You have to go to the issuer and get them to issue a new one.
They're going to run out of letters eventually, you know.
Well, listen. Who's the issuer? PayPal and Venmo. Oh, good freaking luck. Good luck explaining to them, you need to revoke my IRS form. I'm sorry, that was payback for the team. That was a couch I sold. I was broke because of Bidenflation, so to afford Christmas, I sold my entire living room set. I know it looks like $1,200, but it wasn't profit. I just had to sell it. Good luck.
So, I mean, this is like triple taxation. With, your income is taxed to begin with. If you buy something, you're paying a sales tax on it. Like your food example for the sports team. If you bought prepared food, you're paying sales tax on that. So then the IRS wants to tax you again when you get reimbursed. That's triple taxation.
Yeah, well,
the same amount of money.
But it's how they're paying for the 87,000-strong IRS army, who will now be coming after you for those haircuts you did in your kitchen on the side to help your husband pay the bills for Bidenflation, since you used to be able to be a stay-at-home mom, but now you can't afford to be.
Yeah.
Like that. That's who they're coming from.
And
this is an absolute beatdown of small business and the gig economy. And, you know, a lot of these hipsters who do the gig economy thing, I mean, I'm just laughing. I'm like, good. Hope it hurts. Hope it hurts. Good luck. Good luck. This is what you voted for. These are who you voted. I mean, it's not really their fault, though, because, you know, as we now know, the media is so censored by our intel agencies and other people that they didn't actually get to know who the Democrats were, since people like me were silenced. But you know what? I mean, this is New York Post, and they're nailing this morning. The federal government can lose trillions of dollars. The government watchdogs, who you also pay on the government payroll to watch that, do nothing. As a recent Pentagon audit noted, trillions are missing. Nobody knows where it went. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody even loses their job. Sam Bankman-Fried can lose billions and so far be treated as a darling by the members of Congress he gave the money to.
Try embezzling money from your employer and see how long you stay out of jail.
Yeah, you're going to be in prison. But, you know, you do those haircuts on the side, $700 worth, you better watch the heck out because they are coming for you. Well, the good news is that there's some bipartisan agreement that this was a disaster. So they hopefully will be able to get enough Democrat and Republican votes. There's actually Democrat sponsors to repeal this. Why they voted for it in the first place, I can't tell you. I think the only thing they regret is that people are figuring it out. They're going to go nuts when they figure this out. And the New York Post is correctly saying, listen, there's people who would be working in the gig economy who will throw their hands up and go, I give up. And they also said, look, the price of everything is going to go up because when they realize there's this taxation now on this stuff that they used to, you know, do that side gig you made $1,400 last year, people are going to stop doing it, or the price of whatever they were doing is going to go up. So this is Democrats, again, trying to raise prices of everything. Now, it used to be a $20,000 threshold, Lee. So if you made 20 Gs, then you had to report. Now they've lowered the threshold to $600. So again, this is even going to catch people like me and my husband who go buy food for the sports team and just get reimbursed. We're not making a profit on that. You know, this is going to catch people who sell their couches because, again, the system's supposed to exempt that, but it's really hard to tell. And then it's you fighting the IRS, and, you know, you're going to have to spend thousands. You're either going to pay it, give up and pay it, even though you don't owe it, or you're going to spend thousands of dollars to hire a tax attorney. Well, that's going to be more than what you owe, and the government's counting on that. Mm-hmm. So this is the way they shake down that woman who sold a couch and got paid less than she paid for it. She owes no taxes, but she's going to end up paying taxes just to get the IRS off her back. I give up. I'll just pay the $120 tax that I don't owe on the sale of my furniture, because otherwise I'm going to have to spend a few thousand on the tax attorney to fight the IRS. So this is literally taxation where there is no taxation. It's absolutely brutal. So it starts in January. It's not right now. So any kind of Venmo transactions that you have to do, and I got a PayPal transaction, I recommend doing them before January 1st when Biden is going to shake you down for money you owe and also money you don't owe the IRS Army.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, this is the It Begins segment. Everything I told you was coming is arriving, as always happens, pretty much without exception. The Florida Surgeon General, selected by Ron DeSantis, who works for him, has just announced his intent to hold vaccine manufacturers liable in court for the deaths, the myocarditis, the blood clots. Wait a minute. How does he know they did all that? How does he know all that? Well, the media is studiously ignoring John Solomon's latest news. That doesn't mean it's not true. He's published it over at Just the News, and it's horrific. It's horrific. Fully one in three people were sick enough after that shot that they had to seek emergency medical treatment, including ER, or they could not go to work or perform their regular duties. The CDC buried that information, wouldn't give it to anybody. They hid tens of thousands of side effects for 2 years while they told you that the shot was safe. In other words, they lied on behalf of Moderna and Pfizer. And that doesn't even count the 27,000 dead in VAERS. And this information is getting out. It's all over Twitter now. They ended the COVID repression scheme. And so using this information we now have, it took almost 2 years of fighting a FOIA lawsuit to get it to show how very dangerous these shots are. The Florida Surgeon General is now vowing to hold vaccine manufacturers accountable, including in court. Good. Good. I hope they break them financially. I hope they grind Pfizer down till it is nothing, because that's what needs to happen. And we need to start talking about the 27,000 dead now from the shot in VAERS, and do it quickly before half the kids in this country have to risk death, blood clots, and myocarditis to get a shot in order to attend school, because that's coming this fall. More than half the states automatically adopt the FDA CDC recommendations. Those kids are going to have to get a booster to go to school. That is terrifying. You know how many little boys are going to die of myocarditis? And you get that? Half of them will be dead in 10 years. So we don't have a lot of time. They need to hurry. But one of the things that's really helping is, again, Elon Musk's Twitter. The FLCCC that came up with the ivermectin protocol treatment has now petitioned to be part of the group that evaluates Twitter's policies on medical information. By the way, if you have damage from the shot, the FLCCC has a protocol to help you. There are ways they found that they can treat some people who've been damaged by the shot, depending on what your damage is. So you can look that up. It's FLCCC. And you got to go into the site. They've got a link. You can actually get a meeting with a doctor to hopefully help treat some of the damage from the shot. So it's very sad. But it's, again, Ron DeSantis doing this. It's an interesting political move, too, because whose shot is the shot? It's Trump's. Now, let's not kid ourselves. Ron DeSantis wants to be president. So this is them getting on the other side of that. Number two today in the It Begins segment of the show, headline from Reuters. U.S. law enforcement is investigating Elon Musk. This is federal government. U.S. law enforcement is investigating Elon Musk's Neuralink, a medical device company, for potential violations of animal welfare laws. A staff raise alarms about the company's animal test. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, he used to be a darling of the left, so the dual justice system provided protection for him. Now he's on the other side. They will make up stuff about it if they have to crush him. So, folks, this is my prediction. I'm going to be absolutely right about this. I've been saying this from the beginning. You will soon regularly see Musk shivering in his driveway in his boxers while federal agency after federal agency raids his home. And, of course, they'll do that to his businesses, too, because the Democrats will stop at nothing to end free speech. So go ahead. That is the fourth investigation the Biden administration has announced into Elon Musk since he took ownership of Twitter and vowed to restore your free speech rights, which they will do virtually anything to keep you from having anything it takes. And this is only the beginning. This is going to be really infuriating to watch, but it's also going to be wild. And you're going to see them do stuff like you've never thought was possible. Because they cannot go to the next phase of their program, which is the shutting down of farms. We're now seeing in Netherlands and Germany, they cannot deploy a nitrogen army 15,000 strong to shut down U.S. farms and wreck U.S. agriculture. And that's just one of the things they're doing. They can't do that if there's free speech. They have to control the speech. They have to control it. They have to control the visual of people being dragged off in cuffs at gunpoint by the EPA for putting a standard level of fertilizer on their crops so you can eat. That's not going to work for them. So they're going to have to censor it. And Elon Musk is dangerous. I mean, did you see what just happened? Mark Zuckerberg, inspired by Musk, just threw the gauntlet down to Ted Cruz and Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and all of them and said, you know what? If you force us into a cartel with liberal media organizations, if you force us to pay them to keep them alive, we'll just ban news from our site. We won't have any. We won't form any cartel. What do you think about that? He would not have had the courage to do that if it wasn't for Musk. I can't believe, Mark Zuckerberg always goes along with what they want. He said, no more. We're done. We're not doing this anymore. We're not forming cartels in order to silence conservative organizations and shake social media down for money to keep the mainstream media alive because no one wants their product. We're not doing that. So call Ted Cruz. Call Mitch McConnell. Call Lindsey Graham, who's co-sponsored this nightmare, and tell them no JCPA. And no, we're not going to be fooled by them stuffing it into the Defense Authorization Act. We have noticed. And to Tim Scott, don't you dare vote for this. Don't you dare. I will wrap this around you if you run for office here for president. I will. In a five-way primary, it's going to hurt you. And I'm going to tell everybody over and over and over and over again that you supported it. So vote no. Vote no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. All right, CEO of Coinbase has come out. Wants to know why Sam Bankman-Fried is still running around giving interviews. He's confused as to why he hasn't been extradited, as to why he hasn't been arrested. People can't figure it out. I can. It's not hard to figure out. But others are confused. CEO of Coinbase is calling out the federal government. Get this guy. Maybe they will. But they got a problem. I mean, anything they can do to keep him from talking is good. Folks, this guy's mom, you know what she does? She's a professor at Stanford. It's very liberal, understandably. You know what she does in addition to that? She runs a massive Democrat dark money operation. Let that sink in. What do they do? Well, they move money around for the Democrat Party. What was Sam Bankman-Fried doing? Laundering money. How does a guy who started off as, you know, a middle-class kid end up accumulating $26 billion by the time he's 29? In a business that doesn't generate profits the way he ran it. We stole it. And Coinbase is absolutely outraged about this. Coinbase is a publication for the crypto world. I'm sorry, CoinDesk, not Coinbase. CoinDesk is a publication for the crypto world. And they are screaming bloody murder about this. Headline, FTX's collapse was a crime, not an accident. Sam Bankman-Fried is a con man and a fraudster of historic proportions. Yeah, you know what he was doing? He was laundering your tax money sent to Ukraine, cleaning it up through FTX, sending it back to the Democrats. We're now up to $70 million used in the midterms. It's going to be billions. You know who wrote that the other day? Elon Musk. He says it's going to be billions by the time they find it all. They laundered the money. So what he did, he laundered the money through his mom for the Democrat Party. I mean, this is so outrageous. And what they write in here, listen, they were literally doing what Bernie Madoff was doing. Just, they were doing it with this exchange. They were taking money out of people's accounts and sending it through Alameda Research. Another arm of the company. And they were buying stuff for themselves. And doing other things. We don't even know what $10 billion is missing. Folks, $10 billion is missing. We know where some of it went. $70 million went into the Democrats' coffers. $2.5 million went into Mitch McConnell's coffers. So he's not calling for the Democrats to give it back. We're at an impasse right now. Nobody's investigating this. At least no formal investigation's been announced. That's why everybody's absolutely outraged. And this is... you know, why the CEO is screaming bloody murder. Get this guy. Arrest him. I mean, because this is causing problems for crypto. Here it is. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong says it's baffling FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried isn't in custody already. Now, he's you know, doing New York Times panels. They're treating him like he walks on water. And we can't find $10 billion. But let me explain this. He laundered money for the Democrat Party. It's what he did. That's what the whole exchange was. It was a well-set trap. This is why poor Tom Brady is going to have to be a football player till he's 50 just to get his money back. And Democrat Party shook him down. This is unbelievable. And almost every day now they have somebody on Fox News going, he took $1 million from me. Could you like arrest him? No. I mean, this is the ultimate in dual justice system. And they're covering for him. This is CoinDesk writing about this, explaining why he is a con man and a fraud. And they're saying, listen, the New York Times, even the Wall Street Journal is saying, hey, you know, it's just like a bank run. And, you know, it was poor FTX. They had a bank run. Bank runs when everybody loses confidence in the bank and is like, I want my money right now. And everybody pulls their money out. The bank will collapse, right? Like a run on deposits. And it's like, no, this is not a bank. You can't know. This is different from that because they're not a bank. Banks, they write, can be hit by bank runs because they are explicitly in the business of lending customer funds out to generate returns. They can experience a short-term cash crunch if everyone withdraws at the same time without there being any long-term problem. But FTX, they write, and crypto exchanges, they're not banks. They do not do bank-style lending. So you can't have a bank run. Plus, FTX explicitly promised customers it would never lend out or otherwise use the crypto they entrusted to the exchange. Then they immediately turned around and start skimming off the accounts. It is theft and fraud. It is no different than what Bernie Madoff did, other than Bernie didn't cut the Democrats in. And Mitch McConnell, but then I repeat myself. He's supposed to be a leader of the Republicans. I'm increasingly pretty sure he's not even a Republican. I think he's just a shyster. In reality, they write, the funds were sent to the intimately linked trading firm Alameda Research. Folks, you know why all this is going on? Because the Democrats control federal law enforcement. So look, if you look at it from their perspective, they have a superpower, right? If they're not stealing and laundering money on an international scale to fund their lifestyles, and by the way, they're going to find this Bankman-Fried money. They're going to find this FTX money in personal accounts of high-ranking Democrat movers and shakers. It might not be the politicians, although it might, but it's going to be the dark money crowd, the donor crowd. It's going to be that. They're going to find it. He was just the public face of it. But think about it. If you're them, and you can't be prosecuted by the Department of Justice, then if you're not stealing and laundering money like an international criminal cartel, you're leaving money on the table. And keep in mind where they were when they were doing this, all of them. They had total, and we didn't know it, but they had total control over Twitter. They had total control over Facebook. They had total control over Instagram. They had total control over Google. They had total control over YouTube. So, I mean, who cares, right? We'll control the reporting. We'll do the censorship. We control the Justice Department. There's no way. I mean, so we are watching the formation of an international criminal cartel that launders money. And just the casualness of it. So it's just fascinating to watch legitimate people in the crypto world. The CEO of Coinbase, now we have CoinDesk. With this headline, FTX's collapse was a crime, not an accident. And they are beside themselves. Why won't the Wall Street Journal, why won't the New York Times explain this to people? It is basic, out and out, old-fashioned theft and money laundering. It's got to stop. Meanwhile, they want to come after you on PayPal and Venmo. If it transfer more than $600, you're going to have to deal with the IRS. Good luck with that. Well, see, if you had just made, you know, tens of millions of dollars with donations to the Democrat Party, you'd be fine, but you didn't, so.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, shall we? See what's going on there. Texture rates, they are already taking our money and controlling our freedom of speech. What the blank else needs to happen? The world is insane. Folks, look, let me tell you something. It's infuriating to learn what they have done. Even the Wall Street Journal, I mean, for the Wall Street Journal to come out and say this about our intel agencies, right? I mean, they are very milquetoast. That Musk's Twitter files, like the disclosure he just made, show that the real disinformation threat America is facing, and the only disinformation threat America is facing, is from our former intel leaders. That's really scary. But the good news is we know. I can't tell you how much progress this is. We've had hints of this that I've been able to tease out and tell you, but we know. We know now. We have it in writing. We have their documents. You need to listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast, by the way, because we just had five un-freaking-leavable stories break. Not one. The Musk Twitter file story is getting the most attention when it's not being, you know, censored by the mainstream media. It's true, but the other four stories are mind-bending, and I lay them out. And they prove that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security in two separate stories were censoring us. We are, folks, this country had a disinformation board operating, fully up and operational, has had it since February. It's still rolling. They were just going to take it public. And I think use the imprimatur of the Department of Homeland Security to confer shame on anybody who told the truth, you know, when they called it disinformation. That's how confident they were going to get away with this. And they lied. They lied to Congress. They've already been censored. So think about this. The FBI censors for the Democrats. The Department of Homeland Security censors for the Democrats. We know that from a whistleblower who dumped a bunch of documents. That was a huge story. It's barely been covered. And we know the U.S. federal, the U.S. government, the federal government made COVID. That book is out this week. So I detail all of that on one heck of a Battleground podcast yesterday. It is must listen. I put it all in one place, and I keep it short. Because what is going on in this country is unbelievable. So you say, you know, I'm depressed. I hate it. But no. Look, folks, I lay it out for you this way. You ever seen a horror movie and she's down in the basement? She always ends up down in the basement because, of course, they have to split up, right? Every time they split up in a horror movie now, it's not even scary. I just roll my eyes, right? Do something new, y'all. And she splits up. She goes down in the basement. Of course, the monster's down there. She can't fight the monster because she can't see the monster. Because the lights never work or they're off, right? Another standard in horror movies. Well, the lights are on. We're all in a basement together. And we're staring the monster in the eyes. And the monster is cowering in the corner. You can't fight what you can't see. And we can see it now. We have it. This is the most progress we have made in 3 years. We know who the enemy is. We know how the enemy operates. Even the Wall Street Journal says the biggest disinformation threat now is from the Democrat Party, its censors, including the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. I detail all of it yesterday in my Battleground podcast. Share it often and everywhere. You can get it by texting keyword Battleground to 71307.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.